ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेधसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः ओम नमो भगवते श्री सीता लक्ष्मण भरत शत्रुघ्न हनुमत समेत श्री रामचंद्र परब्रह्मणे ओम नमो भगवते हनुमते आंजनेयाय अंजनानंदनम वीरम जानकी शोकनाशनम कपीशमक्षहंतारम वंदे लंका भयंकरम बुद्धर्बलम यशोधैर्यम निर्भयत्मरोगता अजाड्यम वाक्पटुत्वम च हनुमत्स्मरणात् भवेत् असाध्य साधक स्वामिन् असाध्यम तव किं वद रामदूत दया सिंधो मत्कार्यम साधय प्रभो ब्रह्मानंदम परम सुखदम केवलम ज्ञानमूर्तिम द्वंद्वातीतम गगन सदृशम तत्त्वमस्यादि लक्ष्यम एकं नित्यं विमलमचलं सर्वधि साक्षिभूतं भावातीतं त्रिगुणरहितं सद्गुरुं तं नमामि. इन दिस वेदांत सारा टेक्स्ट नाउ वी आर इन द अध्यारोप प्रकरणम द सेक्शन डीलिंग विद द यूनिवर्स discussing the universe. When we discuss about the universe, we take it as a reality. So how was universe discussed here? We are talking about the universe as the creation, and we see if there's a creation, there must be a cause. And here, Brahman, the absolute reality, which is not yet known, and Brahman is looked upon as the cause of this universe. When the Shastram introduces Brahman as the cause of the universe, and then that Brahman is known as what? Ishwaraha. And then what is the, which cause of the universe is Brahman here? This is Nimitta Karanam and also Upadana Karanam. The material cause of the universe is Brahman. The intelligent or the efficient cause of this universe also is Brahman. When you look at Brahman as the cause of this universe, material and the efficient cause of the universe, you call Brahman as Ishvara. And here we have to remember the discussion of the universe is finally to negate that there is no universe at all. Why? Because only when you negate the universe, you can negate the samsara also. It's like fear is there, for ultimately you have to be relieved of the fear. For you to be relieved of the fear, for you to understand there is no rope at all, and there is no snake at all, you have to accept the snake and discuss about the snake. Discussion on this universe is like what? Discussion on the snake. Is the real snake? No. There's no real snake. But still, similarly, there's no real universe. This universe is like a snake. When the universe as the reality, then there is a fear of samsara. And so accept, because in our perception is very real, the teaching is how finally, in order to relieve us from this problem of samsara, in order to help us see what is there is only the reality Brahman, to negate the universe, initially the Shastram accepts the universe and see, looks at this universe which experienced as the karyam, and then introduces Brahman as the Jagat Karanam. In that par section of the Shastram is called what? Adhyarupa Prakaranam. So we have already seen how the entire universe in potential condition is called Maya, the unmanifest. And that is, what is unmanifest here? The power of knowing. When it is unmanifest, it's called Maya. And the reality implied by the term Brahman, with the power of, its power of creation, creative power, is called Ishvaraha Antaryami, where the universe is unmanifest. And then we saw, also discussed, then we say that the individual also identified with that Karana Shariram, causal body, is called Pragyaha, and the same Paramatma identified with this causal universe in terms of Maya, the unmanifest universe is called Ishvaraha Antaryami. The last class we discussed also this, when you look upon the entire subtle universe, also is what? The manifestation of Ishvara. Or you can say, Ishvara created the subtle universe. The cause of the subtle universe is Ishvara. Then you say what? Ishvara has given a different name as Hiranyagarbha. Same Paramatma, Parambrahma, Chaitanyam, identified, looked upon as the cause of the source of the subtle universe, is called Hiranyagarbha. The same Paramatma identified with the individual Sukshma is called Taijasaha. Taijasaha Hiranyagarbha. So in both these things, what we understand is the Taijasaha and Hiranyagarbha are one and the same. They are not two. Isn't it? And here, now, before we ended the class, we were seeing the creation of the Stula Prapancha. See, Stula Prapancha Srishtihi has to be discussed now. So from causal universe, unmanifest universe, we came to subtle universe. And from there, we have entered into the creation of the gross universe. Now, what are we discussing? The universe. What is this universe which is as good as the snake, which is not there? That's what's called what? Adhyaropa Prakaranam. Accepting this universe as the reality, we are discussing it. Now, what about this gross universe? Isn't it? So, the Lord of the universe, the cause of the universe, the source of the universe, without which universe cannot exist at all, is looked upon as the Ishvara, the Lord. And that Lord, says an universe as an unmanifest universe, Lord of the unmanifest universe is called Antaryami Ishvara. The Lord of subtle universe is called what? Same Ishvara, the Lord, is given a different name as Hiranyagarbha. And now we are going to see the Sthula Prapancha Srishtihi, creation of the gross universe. The gross universe, here, we discussed first, Pancha Bhuta Srishtihi, the creation of five elements. And then, what we saw last class was the creation of the gross elements. And the gross elements actually is formed of the grossification of the tamasic aspect of the subtle elements, isn't it? Tamasic aspect of each element alone becomes divided into two halves. Then what happens? There will be 10 portions of the tamasic aspect. Of the 10, okay, each half, isn't it? When tamasic aspect alone becomes what? Gets divided into two halves. We have 10 halves, isn't it? Totally we have 10 halves. And the second half of each element again gets divided into 4. And then 1/8 of each tamasic aspect of each element joins the other 4 elements. This is called what? Grossification. Each element has half of its own tamasic aspect, 1/8 of the tamasic aspect of all other four elements, isn't it? This is how gross elements, understand, gross elements are created. That's what we saw in the last class. Is it clear? That verse, let us see the verse now.
Vidhaya chaikaikam chaturdha prathamam punaha svetaradvitiyamshaihi yojanat panchapanchate.
So eka ekam, okay, vidvidha vidhaya. So tamasic aspect of each subtle element, each one, eka ekam dvidha vidhaya, okay, dividing into two halves, two equal halves, then prathamam chaturdha punaha. Okay, punaha chaturdha. Again, the one half getting divided into four. Sva itara dvitiya amshaihi yojanat pancha panchate. Then what happens now? One eighth of each element joins the other four elements, thereby each element has what now? Pancha panchate. Each element becomes, isn't it, all the five in one element. Understand? Each gross element is what? Five elements in one element. But what is the proportion? Half of its own, 1/8 of every other element. Isn't it? Each gross element is this, consists of half of its own tamasic aspect, 1/8 of the other subtle tamasic aspect of other elements it has. It's called what now? Five in each element. The proportion we should remember. It's called gross element. Okay. Now what happens? We have to remember in this context, we are going to discuss the creation of the gross universe. Isn't it? It's typically like trying to understand this snake. The snake is not at all there. Why should we understand at all? But for us it is there, isn't it? So as long as snake is there for us, we need to study the snake. But studying what the snake is, what happens, we'll arrive at the fact that there is no snake at all. Isn't it? Similarly, we are studying about this jagat, this thula prapancha, the gross universe, how it came into existence. So for which the gross elements are understood here. How the gross elements originated, how the subtle elements were there, and each subtle element has its own three gunas. Sattva, just tamasic aspects constitute each element, and what happens to sattva aspect, what happens to rajas aspect, and how tamas aspect alone becomes divided into half, and again second half of each tamasic aspect becomes divided into again four parts, and which means 1/8 of each tamasic aspect joins the other four elements, thereby each elements become what now? The one having five. Is it? All the five elements are in each one element. The proportion, this is how the gross elements are formed. Okay. Now, in the 100th first sentence, let us read it now. Asya apramanyam na shankaniyam త్రివృత్ కరణశ్రుతేహే కరణశ్రుతేహే పంచీకరణస్య అపి ఉపలక్షణత్వాత్. సడన్లీ హియర్ వాట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ హియర్ ది డౌట్ మైట్ కమ్ ఇస్ ఇట్ వాట్ డౌట్ వాట్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఉపనిషత్ ఇస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ శాస్త్ర నో అవర్ శాస్త్ర వేదాంత శాస్త్రం డిస్కసెస్ ది క్రియేషన్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ దిస్ creation of the gross universe and the formation of the gross elements. Now, the gross elements are products of what actually gross elements are. Now, how the gross elements become grossified, isn't it? How the elements become grossified, what is grossification? And this is the Upanishads discuss here. The Shastram, Vedanta Shastram discusses the grossification of elements to explain how the gross elements originate, isn't it? Come into existence. So here the doubt might come, is it really true? Is it very authentic to say that there is these gross elements are all nothing but they formed of the mixture of the tamasic aspect of the elements in certain proportion? Is it true or not? Isn't it? Therefore, asya apramanyam, apramanyam, na ashankaniyam. Ashankaniyam means should be doubted. Na ashankaniyam means need not be doubted at all, should not be doubted at all. What? Whether it is authentic or not, in terms of its authenticity, authoritativeness, we need not have any doubt at all. Why? The same type of creation, the formation of the gross elements is discussed where? Even in the Upanishads, isn't it? Even in the Upanishads. And he also quotes Trivrat Karana Shrutehe. There's something called a Trivrat Karana Shrutehe. There is a Upanishadic, there's a Shruti Vakyam, and which discusses, reveals the Trivrat Karanam. Like a Panchi Karanam, something called a Trivrat Karanam. Trivrat Karana means in some other Upanishad, some other Vedantic text, okay, in one given Vedantic text, it is said, there is a statement of Vedanta Shastram. What it says is, it discusses only three elements. It leaves the air and the space, okay. It discusses the Akasha, Agnihi, and Earth, Bhumi, the Earth, Prithvi. Akasha, Akashaha, Agnihi and Prithvi. It leaves what now? It leaves two elements in between. Okay. Therefore, Vayuhu, it leaves the two elements in between. Okay. So, the three elements discusses. But even though there we call Trivrit Karanam, the Panchi Karanam, there Trivrit Karanam. There also it is discussed as what the same way it is discussed. That is, they also become divided into two halves and they get mixed up. Is how the formation, this is how the gross elements are formed. Okay, the Trivrat Karana Shrutihi means the Shruti statement discussing, revealing the three elements and their combinations. Okay, so it's already discussed. Therefore, we don't need to doubt about it. Is it true? Really, tamasic aspect becomes divided into two halves, and one half of the tamasic aspect again becomes divided into four, and one eighth of each what joins other one. Is it really is this grossification which is discussed here? Is it real or not? Is it to be accepted or not? Such a doubt we need not have at all. It is discussed earlier also in terms of Trivrit Karanam, where we talk about the three elements and their combination. Why? Because the whole Srishti is Mithya. Isn't it? The discussion on creation is Mithya. Why? Because the very creation is Mithya. The universe is Mithya. When the universe is Mithya, creation of the universe also is Mithya. And the discussion on the creation also is what? Mithya, isn't it? Therefore, it's only for understanding purpose it is presented here. So we don't need to break our heads and ask, is it true or not, etc. Asya apramanyam na ashankaniyam. We will not doubt whether it is true or not. It is discussed in the Vedanta Shastram. Then upalakshanatvat. So panchikarnasya upalakshana means what has been discussed in Trivrutkarna Shruti itself is what? Upalakshanam for this also. Which means upalakshana means sometimes one revealing one thing becomes a means for understanding something else also. I'll give you an example. Suppose if I ask Mita, would you please get me a cup of tea? Okay, cup of tea. And she will not, would you please get me a drink? Okay, would you please get me a drink if I ask? And she, without moving an inch from here, she's wondering, you ask me for a drink, how I should bring you a drink? You know, when I ask for a drink, it is implied what? Bring the drink definitely in a cup, isn't it? She doesn't need to worry. Cup is implied. I not tell her, please get me a drink in a cup. I don't need to tell her. Would you please get me a drink means, please get me the drink in a cup is also implied. Isn't it? This is called upalakshanam. Asking for the tea implies that whoever brings the tea must bring it in a container. Isn't it? Cup or tumbler. Similarly here, once it is Trivrutkarna Shruti has been discussed already, means what? Panchikarnam, no? That is upalakshanatvat means is already understood that we need not doubt about it at all. It is the discussion on this panchikaranam, grossification of elements is there in the, this discussion is there. Okay? Got it? Discussion on the grossification of elements need not be questioned, undoubted. It is very much there. Even though it is there, we should remember what? It's only all the discussions on Srishti is only mithya. Okay. Now, panchanam panchatmakatve samane api teshucha vaiseshyattu tadvadas tadvadaha iti nyayena akashadi vyapadeshaha sambhavati. This ardent second sentence. Here an answer for the possible doubt is given. What is the possible doubt? No? We have understood how the gross elements are created. We have understood how gross elements are formed. And here there's another sentence stating what? We need not doubt about this discussion on formation of gross elements at all. It is discussed in the Vedanta Shastram, in the Upanishads. He also quotes what now? Trivrutkarna Shrutihi. Isn't it? It's not the same thing. No? Even though the discussion or the three elements are discussed, it implies what? All the five elements. Isn't it? Therefore, we don't need to doubt about it. That's what he said earlier. Now, the possible doubt is, if each gross element, in each gross element, five elements are there. Isn't it? Each gross element has what? All the five elements. Tamasic aspect of all the five elements are there in each gross element. Now, when you say space, gross space, gross space is not just the space alone, isn't it? Space includes what? 1/8 of the each. Suppose the gross space is equal to half space, isn't it? Space plus 1/8 of the water, 1/8 of the fire, 1/8 of the water, 1/8 of the earth also, isn't it? So each gross element has five elements in it. Therefore, they should be named after which element, isn't it? What is what doubt might come. So here, there is a Brahma Sutram. No, Brahma Sutram is called Nyaya Sutram. No, the analytical study of the Upanishads is called Nyaya Sutram or Brahma Sutram, written by Vyasacharya. And here, this author quotes this Brahma Sutram. Look at this. Vaiseshyattu tadvadaha tadvadaha. He says, Vaiseshyattu means, whatever is the, in each element, suppose when you say space, the grass element space is called a space, because even though it has 1/8 of the other four elements, what is there predominantly, isn't it? The main aspect of the gross space is what? Space. Isn't it? So the main aspect of the gross air is air. Therefore, each element is known after, no, named after the predominant aspect of the gross element. Even though each gross element consists of all the five elements, each element is known after the predominant aspect of the element. Therefore, gross space is called what? Space. Why? Because space is half. So, air. In keeping with the predominant aspect of the element is known by the same word. What? Tadvadaha, tadvadaha. Is it clear now? Tadvadaha means that is the word. Tadvadaha, tadvadaha is repeated here because the sutram comes at the end of the chapter or something, therefore repetition. But actually, Vaiseshyattu tadvadaha means, it's a sutram stating that each element is named after the predominant aspect of the element. So in space, if we take the gross space, predominant aspect of the element being space, it's called Akashaha. Nyayena Akashadi Vyapadeshaha Sambhavati. We say what now? Space, air, fire, water, earth. These are the five names used to mean the gross elements. Why are they named as space, air, fire, water, earth? Because predominantly, it's each, no, whichever aspect is predominant, in keeping the predominance of the aspect, each element is named. Gross elements are also named as space, air, fire, water, earth. Is it clear? That's what is discussed, revealed in this 102nd sentence. Let us go to the next one now. Tadanim Akashe Shabdaha Abhivyajyate Vayo Shabdaha, sorry, Shabdasparshau Agnau Shabdaha Shabdasparsha Rupani Apsu Shabdasparsha Ruparasaha Prithivyam Shabdasparsha Ruparasa Gandhascha. Okay. Tadanim. Okay. Tadani means, now what happens? When these elements are all grossified, these grossified elements, the properties become manifest. Isn't it? Now he says, Akashe Shabdaha Abhivyajyate. Abhivyaktihi means manifestation. Isn't it? Manifestation. Abhivyajyate means manifested. So, Akashe Shabdaha Abhivyajyate. Sound is manifested in space. Understand? As its property. Now, Vayau, in the air, Shabdasparshau. In Vayu, Shabdaha, the property of the Akasha space and its own property called what? Sparshaha. Isn't it? Shabdaha, Sparshaha. Two properties are manifested in the air. Then Agno, in the fire, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupani. In fire, three properties, the two of the other elements and its own, isn't it? See, Agnau in the fire, Shabdaha, Sparshaha, Rupam. So, sound, touch and form, these three properties are manifested in the fire. Apsu. Shabda, then Apsu means in the waters. Next is Apsu, how to speak it? Apsu, in the waters. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasaha. So the four properties manifest in what? The water. So Shabda, Sparsha, sound, touch, form and taste. Prithivyam, then in the earth, Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandhascha. So, in the earth element, five properties manifest. What are they here? Shabda, sound, touch, form, taste and smell. So, all the five are manifested in the earth. Which means, Akashe Shabdaha Abhivyajyate. Vayo Shabdasparshau, then Agnau Shabdasparsha Rupani, Apsu Shabdasparsha Rupa Rasaha, Prithivyam Shabdasparsha Rupa Rasa Gandhaha Cha. Gardam? Now you know. So the more subtler the element, less property it has, isn't it? The Akasha is the subtlest of the elements. It has only one property. Air is subtler than fire, but grosser than space, therefore it has two properties. Whereas fire has three. Okay, fire is grosser than air. Then we can say water is grosser than fire, it has four. Earth is the grossest of the elements, it has five properties. Isn't it? Earth, you can smell, you can taste, you can see, it has a form, you can touch, it has sound also. Isn't it? All the five properties are there. Therefore, earth manifests all the five. All the five are manifested in the earth. So, when they become, elements become grossified, in those grossified elements, these properties, are manifested. Yetebhyaha. Now these are the five gross elements manifesting these five different properties. And each element having its own property along with the other properties also. Is it? So grosser the element, it has more properties also manifested. So now he is going to talk about the entire gross universe, samashti sthula prapanchaha. What is entire gross universe? Isn't it? You are going to understand. So the entire gross universe consisting of the known world and the unknown worlds of all the 14 worlds the Shastram talk about. All of them are what? The products of these five gross elements only. The entire cosmos is five gross elemental cosmos, elemental universe. That is what is discussed here. Etebhyaha. Panchi kritebhyaha. Bhutebhyaha. So etebhyah panchikritebhyah bhutebhyah means what does it mean? From these five grossified elements alone, okay, the 14 worlds have originated. It means what? All these 14 worlds constituting this cosmos, entire cosmos is what? Actually, the products of the five elements. The five elemental pancha bhautika prapanchaha. Five elemental universe consists of 14 worlds. What are they? Let us see it now. Bhuhu, bhuvaha, swaha, mahaha, janaha, tapaha, satyam, iti, etannamakanam, upari upari, vidyamananam, atala, vitala, sutala, rasatala, talatala. Remember rasagulla now, okay? Talatala, mahatala, patala, namaka. Okay, namakanam, adho adho, adhodho, vidyamananam, lokanam, brahmandasya, tad antargata, chaturvidha, sthula shariranam, tad uchitanam, annapanadinam, annapanadinam, cha utpattihi bhavati. See, in one paragraph, he talks about now what all have originated from the five elements, okay? The five gross elements alone become the 14 gross, the 14 worlds constituting the entire universe, loka srishti. Then, in those lokas, the beings, isn't it? Sthula, bhuta srishti and sthula, loka srishti. Now, in those gross 14 worlds, they what now? We say, jantu srishti. Then there are beings and their food. Jiva srishti, anna srishti, then loka srishti. All the three are discussed here. All the three come under the category of what? Sthula prapancha srishtihi. Sthula, loka srishti, sthula sharira srishti, then anna srishti, food, isn't it? Loka srishti, sharira srishti, anna srishti. Three are discussed here. I don't want to use the word jiva, okay? He says, etebhyaha panchikritebhyaha bhutebhyaha means from these five grossified elements alone, utpattihi bhavati, last word, the creation happens. Creation of what? He says, bhuhu, bhu lokaha is the loka where we live. Okay? Only one world known to us, that also is not known very well. Isn't it? Bhulokaha is what? The world where the human beings live. And why we live in Bhuloka? Because we are a mixture of both Punyam and Papam. Isn't it? We have both Punyam karma, Punyam in our account. We have papam also in our account. We don't have only papam. We don't have only punyam. We have mixture of both punyam and papam in our account. Therefore, all these, this now manushya loka is what? Bhulokaha. Where we live. Bhuloka. Then afterwards, onwards, bhuvaha, swaha, mahaha, janaha, tapaha, satyam. There are 6 worlds above us, isn't it? All those 6 worlds, he says, iti yetan namakanam upari 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 vidyamananam. One is above the other. Each one is like now, one above the other. So, bhuhu, we are here in the middle. Above us is what is there? Above our world, bhuloka. Bhurloka is next to Bhuhu Upari, which is above what? Doubt comes, isn't it? Therefore, above the Bhuloka, there is Bhuvaha. Then above it, Suvaha. Then Mahaha. Then Janaha. Then Tapaha. Then Satyalokaha. Okay? So, highest of the Lokas is called what? Satyalokaha. Okay. So, only beings which only have punyam, in keeping with the proportion of the punyam, isn't it? Or intensity of punyam, they'll be in any one of these higher lokas. Like living in a multi-storied building, isn't it? And we are in the middle. We have both punyam and papam. And there are also lokas which are down below. What are those lokas? He says, upari upari vidyamananam, then Utpattihi, okay, the 7 worlds, higher lokas also created of this grass elements only. Then, Atala, Vitala, Sutala, Rasatala, Talatala, Mahatala, Patala, Namakanam, Adho Adho Vidyamananam. The same way, one below the other. Okay, there are 7 lokas below. So, just down below Bhuhu is what? down below Bhuhu is what? Atala. Then, after that, below there? No, Vitala. Then Sutala. Then Rasatala. Then Talatala. Mahatala. Patala is what? Okay. Like lowest of the loka is called Patala. And if the most papam alone we have, in keeping with the intensity of the papam, will be in what? Not we. There are beings, must be beings in the different other lokas. Lower lokas, higher lokas. And the lower, lower, low, low, lower, lowest is what? Patala. So, highest is what? Satyaloka. And where are we? 6 above, 7 below. We are in the 8th place. A bhuloka. So, what Shastra says, these are the 14 lokas. And all these chaturvidha, okay. With brahmandasya. So, this entire brahmandam. Brahmandam means the entire cosmos. The entire universe consisting of Bhuloka and the other, the total 14 lokas known in the unknown worlds, all of them are what? All of them come under the grass universe. They're all elemental universe only. Elemental worlds coming within the what? Elemental universe, cosmos. Then, not only them, tad antargata chaturvidha sthula shariranam utpattihi. And tad antargata, in those 14 worlds, he says, what now? Tad antargata chaturvidha, there are 4 types of physical bodies are there. There are only 4 types of physical bodies. Okay? The 4 types of physical bodies and which are there within these 14 worlds, and those physical bodies are also within this universe alone, within this gross elemental universe alone, exist what? The gross bodies. And the gross bodies are also are products of the gross elements. And how many are they? The four types of gross bodies. You don't need to worry about the fifth type of gross body, okay? There are only four types of gross bodies. Then, tadu uchitanam annapanadinam cha utpatthihi. So, not only these physical bodies, four types of physical bodies, that there is a universe consisting of 14 lokas, and within that universe, there are gross bodies, and four types of gross bodies, and appropriate food and drink required for sustaining those gross bodies. All of them are products of five gross elements. So there's a creation of the gross universe consisting of 14 worlds and the four types of gross bodies existing within this gross universe, and the food and water required for the sustenance of those gross bodies, or there's a creation of all of them. So this one paragraph presents what? The creation of the worlds, creation of gross bodies, and creation of food. So loka srishtihi, deha sharira srishtihi, and anna srishtihi. Anna pana srishti. Okay, food and water, he says. Utpatti bhavati. What do we understand now? They all come under the category of the gross creation, gross manifestation. Sthula prapanchaha. Sthula prapanchaha means immediately you should include what? Sthula prapanchaha means what? The food and water we enjoy. It includes also what? All the objects of perception enjoyed through all the senses, also what? Food come under the category of the gross universe. And what about the gross bodies? Products of gross elements. What about the universe where we live? The atmosphere, the environment where we live, the universe, also what? The gross elements. Therefore, now all we are including in studying the srishti, we have to notice one thing, subtle thing. The gross bodies are included in the gross universe as part of the gross manifestation, isn't it? As products of gross elements. So this, there is to understand what? All the four types of gross bodies are products of elements. Elemental products. It's made very clear. Okay. Now, let us see the 105th sentence. I know sometimes it becomes very difficult, isn't it? Sometimes very difficult. Situations are very difficult. We have to bear with them, isn't it? We can't just do what we want to do. We may want to, but we should not do. We can't do. Chaturvidha, that is when you get very tired. Chaturvidha. Shariranitu. Jarayuja. Andaja. Svedaja. Udbija. Akhyani. See this. When I was doing this Mandukya class recently, I mentioned briefly. There he doesn't elaborate, because all kindergarten class lessons, but he doesn't include that. Before going to Mandukya, we must have understood all these things. He assumes that we know all those things. So here he is making it very clear. At least now you can learn clearly. Chaturvidha Sharirani means what? There are four types of physical bodies. And what are those four types of physical bodies?
Jarayujani,
Jarayujam. No? Jarayu means a womb. So Jarayu, no? Jarayujam means the womb-born beings. Womb-born bodies. He's going to explain later on. Then, Andaja, Swedaja, Udbija. So the body is born of the womb and the body is born of the anda means egg, andaja, eggs, egg-born beings, egg-born bodies, womb-born bodies. Then, Swedaja, Swedaha means sweat, you know. But here, the tiniest eggs, you know, born, but still, basically, they come out of what? Moisture, isn't it? So, moisture created tiniest egg-born beings, are called what? Swedajani. Swedajani. Then, Udbija Akhyani. That's what's called Udbija means what I said, told you in the other class. Udbijani are the plants. I mean, the soil, Udbija means those the physical forms which come breaking the earth are called Udbijani. So, all the plants. So, these are the four types of grass bodies. Plant body, insect body, bird body. You know, all the mammals, you can say, womb-born creatures. You know that. There is no fifth type of body here. Beautiful, isn't it? Don't need to worry about how many types of physical bodies are there. There are only four types of physical bodies. Very clear. You take any physical body, ask. It must come under any one of these four. There is no fifth type of physical body here. He is explaining now. Jarayujani. Jarayubhyaha. Jatani. Manushya. Pashvadini. Jarayujani means Jarayubhyaha Jatani. Jarayu means womb. So the beings, the physical bodies which are born of the wombs, such as what? Manushya Pashvadini. Manushya means the human bodies are all Jarayujani. Womb-born physical bodies. And also, Pashu means animals. The animal bodies, human bodies are all born of the womb. They are called Jarayujani. Then, Andajani. Andebhya. Jatani. Pakshi. Pannagadini. Yeah. See, Andajani. Andebhya jatani. Those physical bodies born out of eggs. They are called what? Pakshi, birds. Pannagadini. Pannagaha actually means snake. Okay. Any crawling creature is called what? Pannaga. Reptiles, snakes, etc. Isn't it? No? Anything crawling also born of eggs only. Birds and reptiles. Then, Swedajani, Swedebhya, Jatani, Yuka, Mashakadini. So, Swedaha, as I said, sweat, literally it means. But here, Sveda means what? The moisture. So, this moisture always, you know, in the moisture, the tiniest eggs get created, you know. And from those tiniest eggs born out the moisture, from them are born what? These moisture-born tiny creatures, bodies, physical bodies. What are the words here? He says, Yuka Mashakadini, mosquito. Must be very familiar with the Indian, that's why. Mashakadini, Yuka. Yuka means not the lice you have in your hair, no hair, lice. That's Swedajani, isn't it? All those bodies, all the insects also you can include. Yukamashakadini, you can see Shastram, anything they take, they discuss, they clean, cannot discover a body which does not physical form, a physical body which does not come under the category of these four. Tell me any one body. You can bring any body under any one of these four, isn't it? There's no physical form, physical body which does not come under any one of these four. Isn't it? Last one. Udbhijani. Udbhijani. Now plants, he says, Bhumim. Udbhidya. Jatani. Lata vrikshadini. He said, Lata means creeper. Vriksha means tree. The creeper, trees, all the plants in general. Bhumim udbhidya jatani. Bhumim udbhidya jatani. They breaking open the earth, they are born. Now people may ask this question, what about the aquatic ones? They all somewhere they break open. At least a seed, at least they had to break open, come out. And if you say, what about even sometimes no seed, just put this stem in the water, it still sprouts. Isn't it? Which means that original sprout, no? Even the stem must have somewhere must have come from the seed only. Understand? Therefore, what I'm saying, Udbhijani, Bhumim Udbhidya Jatani, breaking open the earth, which are born, the physical forms, they are called the creepers, plants, etc., trees, etc., are called Udbhijani. For these are the four types of physical bodies. And all the physical bodies are what products of grass elements. They are produced of, created of these five elements alone. That's utpattihi. Creation of the grass bodies. Creation of the food and water required for the grass bodies. And the creation of the worlds where these grass bodies live, isn't it? All the three are what now? All of them are created from, they are products of the elements, cross elements only. Okay. Atrapi Chaturvidha. You can enjoy now. Work simple, easy lesson is coming up, isn't it? Chaturvidha Sakala Sthula Shariram. Eka, aneka, buddhi vishayataya, vanavat, jalashayavat, va, samashtihi, vrikshavat, jalavatva, vyashtihi api, bhavati. Here he says, atra api. With reference to this physical, with reference to these worlds, with reference to physical bodies also, there is this discussion of the total and the individual. Samashtihi and Vyashtihi. What is Samashtihi? What is Vyashtihi? Isn't it? It's all in our how we see it. If you see, there is no such a thing. If you see all the trees together, we call it a forest. Isn't it? If you see the one separately, it is a tree. What is the tree? What is the forest? What is tree? What is forest? There is no forest without a tree, isn't it? Something called tree. And what is a tree? There's not just a tree, it's a part of, isn't it? If you see it as one individual, it's a tree, otherwise it's totally is all the trees put together is what? Forest. Similarly, the water in a small quantity is called what? Water. The water in a, an immeasurable quantity is called what? A lake or pond, isn't it? Ocean. You say that. Therefore, it's called Vanavat Jalashayatva Samashtihi. What is forest? All the trees together is called, accumulation of all the trees put together is called a forest, and it's called samashtihi, totality. But jalashayaha means what? The water in immeasurable quantity is a what? It's a lake or pond, jalashaya, reservoir of water. It's called samashtihi. When you look at the same one tree, we called what now? What is one tree? Vyashtihi. An individual tree, vrikshaha, means what? A tree is, an individual tree is called vyashtihi, one tree. Similarly, jalavat, a small container of water, full of, a small container full of water, a small quantity of water is called just the water. Isn't it? So, here also we have vyashtihi, samashtihi, the individual and the total. What is total? What is individual? Individual and total, no, exactly how you see it. If you totally see it, it is a total. If you see it individually, one separately, it's individual. There's no such thing called, which means all of them are, whether vyashti or samashti, all of them are, what now, substantially one. All of them are elemental. Whether the total gross universe or individual gross body, all of them are what? Basically, elemental. There's no difference, isn't it? Svesti, samashti, difference is not there. There's no real difference. Substantially, the total cosmos is gross elements. Substantially, the physical body is also what? Elemental body. Okay.
Yetat samashti upahitam chaitanyam vaishvanaraha virad iti uchyate.
In this 111th sentence, this teacher is introducing Ishvara. What is Ishvara here again? See, we have to remember this. The absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, looked upon as the cause of the universe, is given this status of being the Lord of the universe. I'll repeat the sentence. The absolute reality implied by the term Brahman, looked upon as the cause of the universe, is given the status of being the Lord of the universe. Is it a complete sentence? Clear sentence? Okay. And that reality identified with the creation. Reality as a cause, reality implied by the term Brahma, looked upon as the cause of the universe. Now, universe is given the status of being the Lord of the universe, and identified with, associated with that universe, isn't it? Is given a name as Ishvara, isn't it? That the Ishvara is also given. You know, the same, that reality identified with, associated with the total unmanifest universe is called what? Ishvaraha Antaryami. The same reality as a cause of the universe, as the Lord of the universe, identified with the subtle manifestation is called Hiranyagarbha. Now he is saying the Ishvara, that's why one, there's no Ishvara. Only Ishvara is Brahma. That only Ishvara, the only Brahma which is given the status of being the Lord of the universe, is given three different functional names as what? Antaryami Ishvaraha, Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. Now the third name is coming here. Third functional name. Etat samashti upahitam chait. Etat here means what? This gross universe. Okay? This entire gross universe consisting of what? Consisting of 14 worlds, 4 types of physical bodies, and the appropriate food and water for sustaining these bodies, all of them come under the category of the gross manifestation. So, and this etat samashti upahitam, this gross universe. So the upahitam chaitanyam, so this consciousness, the absolute reality, the consciousness Brahma, associated with, identified with this gross universe, total gross manifestation, is called what? Vaishvanaraha, Virat. Two names. Antaryami Ishwaraha, isn't it? Hiranyagarbha. Now we have, now also Prajapati becomes. And here we have what? Vaishvanaraha and Virat. What is Virat? Name of the function, one of the functional name of the only Lord, Virat. One Vaishvanaraha, another word. And what these two names, Vaishvanaraha and Virat, are the names attributed to the Lord, only Lord, when only when identified with, associated with the gross manifestation. When you look at Ishvara as the cause of the gross universe, you look at Ishvara as a Lord of the gross universe, you call him Virat Vaishvanaraha. Is it clear now? Now, the next sentence, he is explaining why this Chaitanyam associated with this entire gross universe is called Virat or Vaishvanaraha, isn't it? He said, Sarva Narabi, Sarva Nara Abhimanitvat Vividham Rajamanatvatcha Vividham Rajamanatvat Vividham Rajamanatvatcha Sarva Nara Abhimanitvat Vividham Rajamanatvatcha. See, Sarva Nara Abhimanitvat Vaishvanaraha Iti Uchyate. See, Vaishvanaraha means, you understand, the Naraha means jivas. Okay? And Vishwa means all. So, Vaishvanaraha means the one who is identified with all the jivas. The Ishvara who is identified with all the jivas is called Vaishvanaraha. And Vividham Rajamanatvat, the only Ishvara who alone shines as all the beings. Every wave, water alone shines as every wave, isn't it? Similarly, the only reality Brahman, as the Lord of the universe, as the cause of the universe, which alone shines as all the forms. Varieties of innumerable countless forms. That one thing alone, which shines as innumerable countless forms and names, is called Virat. Vividham. No, that which alone shines as varied forms and names is called Vividham Rajamanatvat. Rajamanatvat is shining. Rajamanatvat Virat. The only Lord appearing as manifold forms is called Virat. And the only Lord identified with all the jivas is called what? Vaishvanaraha. The indestructible in every being is called what? Naraha. Isn't it? Vishwa means all. The one who is identified with all the beings, all the jivas, is called Vaishvanaraha. Got it now? Now you understood what now? You understood Ishvara. Ishvara as the cause of the gross universe. Brahman as the cause of the gross universe, who is given the status of being the Lord of the universe, is given the names here. Therefore, all the three different functional names of the only Lord. Asya,
Yesha
Samashtihi,
Sthula Shariram,
Anna Vikaratvat,
Anna
Maya Koshaha,
Sthula
Bhogayatana,
Sthula Bhogayatana
Tvat, Cha
Sthula Shariram,
Jagrat Iti
Cha
Vyapadishyate. See, Asya Yesha Samashtihi. Samashtihi Sthula Shariram Anna Vikaratvat Annamaya Koshaha. This gross body, okay? This gross body being Anna Vikaratvat, being the modification of the food. The physical body, nothing but the modified form of food, is called what? Annamaya Koshaha. Nice to learn easy things, isn't it? You already had it in Tattva Bodha. So, rest is okay. Again, you're repeating. So, it's only Annamaya Kosha, you know. And the Annamaya Kosha also can enslave you. Remember that. So, Annamaya Tvat. Annamaya Koshaha. Anna Vikaratvat Annamaya Koshaha. This physical body is called what? Annamaya Kosha. It is because nothing but modified form of the food. And this is called Koshaha. Koshavata Achadakatvat Koshahityuchyate. And it is does not, it cannot really cover the Atma. It seems to be covering the Atma. Because of the ignorance, when this physical body is mistaken for the Atma, it seems to be covering the Atma. Therefore, it cannot really cover the Atma. It's called what? Annamaya Koshaha. And then Sthula Bhoga Ayatanatvat. Not only that, Bhoga Ayatanatvat. It happens to be the gross, you know, abode of enjoyment. Sthula Bhoga Ayatanatvat. An abode of enjoyment of the gross universe also. Sthula Shariram Jagrati. Jagrat Iti Cha Vyapadishyate. It means it is in the Sthula Shariram, this gross universe serves as an abode of enjoyment of the external gross universe only in the waking state. In dream state, this gross body is not an abode of enjoyment. Isn't it? Only in the waking state, it's an abode of enjoyment. Because in dream state and deep sleep state, you withdraw yourself, isn't it? You are resolved there. No identity with the body in dream state or no identity with the gross body or in dream or in deep sleep state. Therefore, it doesn't serve as an abode of enjoyment. This physical body serves as an abode of enjoyment only in the waking state. Therefore, it is called Vyapadishyate. It also known as the abode of enjoyment. Etad Vyashti Upahitam Chaitanyam Vishvaityuchyate Sukshma Sharira Abhimanam Aparityajya Sthula Shariradi Pravishtatvat. It's another subtle point is mentioned here, which is not said in Tattvabodha.
Etad vyashti upahitam chaitanyam.
Now, having said that, the same way how we see the tree, you know, what is a tree? As a single one, you call it as tree. In totality, you call as trees as forest. Similarly here, what is vyashti and samashti? Isn't it? The whole gross universe is samashtihi, sthula prapancha. The individual body is what? Vyashtihi. And this individual body, which is called bhoga ayatanam, abode of enjoyment in the waking state. And this being the modified form of food, is called annamaya koshaha. Annamaya koshaha. It doesn't really cover the atma, it cannot cover the atma, but it seems to be covering the atma. Therefore, it's also said what? It's known as a kosha. Annamaya koshaha. Isn't it? A physical layer of personality. The food layer of personality. And here, etad vyashti upahitam chaitanyam. And this consciousness, you know, the Brahman, the consciousness, the all-pervasive reality, identified with this individual physical body. Vyashti upahitam is what? Individual physical body. Associated with, identified with the gross physical, individual physical body is called Vishwaha. And when the consciousness obtaining in the individual, identified, associated with the individual physical body, without giving up its identity with the subtle body, it also identifies itself with the gross body. Isn't it? See, you have to notice one important thing here. When you say, the I sense is identified with gross body. Whenever there is identity with the gross body, identity is still with the subtle body also. Isn't it? So in the waking state, your identity is with both subtle and the gross. In dream, identity is only with the subtle. In deep sleep state, no identity at all. So, non-identity in deep sleep state, subtle identity in dream state, isn't it? And in total identity, subtle and the gross in the waking state. That's why Vishwaha, Purna Abhivyaktihi, total manifestation is when? Only in waking state. That's called Vishwaha. Vishwaha means what? The total manifestation. The total identity. So in deep sleep state, non-identity. There's no identity in deep sleep state. That is why you have no pain, no problem. Nothing you miss in the world. Better fall asleep. Okay? When you miss anything, try to sleep. But when you miss something, you can't sleep. So try to sleep. It's the only way you can escape. And then, if you don't sleep, then you will be missing the more. Keeping like an old, working the whole night, and you'll miss everything. So, whatever you're missing, and then you have to take mind from what you're missing, to what? To something better, something which will help you avoid missing, then try to fall asleep. Anyway, that's a different thing. It's not something to do with the teaching here. So, in deep sleep state, non-identity. In dream state, there is subtle identity. In waking state, total gross identity also. What is called what? No, without, sorry, aparityajya. Sukshma sharira abhimanam aparityajya. Means, without giving up the identity with the subtle body, no, there is also identity, identification of consciousness with the gross body. Isn't it? That's called what? Then, the consciousness identified with the gross body, along with the identity with the subtle body, is called what? Vishwaha. Your identity is only with the subtle body, Taijasaha. Is with the gross body, then Vishvaha.
Asya api yesha vyashtihi sthula shariram anna vikaratvat eva hetoho annamaya koshaha jagraditi cha uchyate. So, asya api yesha vyashtihi. Whether the individual gross body or the total gross body, isn't it? The total gross universe is what? Gross body of Ishvara. Individual gross body is what? Gross body of the individual, jiva, isn't it? Individual gross body is said to be jiva shariram. The total gross universe is said to be Ishvara Shariram. Samashti is the Ishvara Deha. Vyashti is the Jiva Deha. Individual body is the Vyashti Sthula Shariram. Is the Jiva, Jivas in Jiva Deha. Samashti is what? Total is Ishvara Deha. That's all. But both are what we can say modified form of the food. Nothing but no, the total gross universe as this, everything is what? Modified form of food alone. The word is called what? Annamaya Koshaha. And then it's also an abode of enjoyment only in the waking state. For the same thing is applicable for the jiva also. I'll stop here. We'll continue in the next class. 114. Next class, we can view something. Then we'll enter into the all other, understand all other schools of thought and their views of creation and finally negate them.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harih Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om.